Wow. Nice place you have here, huh? Look at this mess. How do you live like this? Whatever. Just let's get this over with, okay? That stupid teacher told us we need to work together. And you and I don't exactly get along, do we? But we have to finish this project together. What an idiot. It's not gonna happen. The best we can hope for is that you don't mess everything up, and maybe we get a good score. Because I really don't feel like doing any work right now. I'm not gonna help you on it. I'm just gonna sit here and take a stupid picture with you at the end, so that we have proof that we did it together. So, while you get busy, I guess I'll need to entertain myself somehow. Do you have anybody around? Any brothers, sisters? Is your mom and dad home? Or are we just alone? Ah, good. We don't need them interrupting us, huh? And I don't want to be here any longer than I have to be. So come on. Let's go up to your room. Just don't expect me to be up here too long with you. I'm just gonna watch you do the work. And then we take the picture and I leave, okay? Come on. Let's go. Do you really sleep in these conditions? Do you sleep here? Oh, wow. Well, I guess I couldn't have expected anything better. It's so clean. It's cleaner than I thought it would be anyway. It's just so bland and dumb. And is that a teddy bear on your bed? Why do you sleep with a teddy bear? I mean, it's cute, but I thought you were grown up enough to not need something like this. God, you're such a weirdo. Whatever. Do you just want me to sit on your bed? Okay, I'll just make myself comfortable and try to not ruin your precious little sheets. So, what exactly are we supposed to do together? I kind of forgot. I wasn't really paying attention to what anybody was saying when we got assigned, so... Oh. Okay, I get it. We just have to work together and be ready to present, right? But I mean, like I said before, if we just prove it with a picture that I was here, then I can just leave you and let you do all the work alone. And then we don't have to see each other anymore. Okay? Look, I'm not working on that stupid thing. It's a waste of my time. It's dumb and pointless, and if I have to get close to you to work on this thing, I don't want to. I don't want to be anywhere near you. You're gross. And you're just such a weirdo. I don't want to be around a weirdo like you. Are you really going to look at me like that? Are you really going to make me feel bad? Look, I'll help you finish, like, one question, okay? One part of the project. But the rest, you're going to do on your own, okay? I'm being really, really nice to you. This is probably the nicest I've ever been. Just because we're in your house doesn't mean that it's any different than it's ever been. I can still step on you. And then you're done. You're like a twig. You're weak and you can't do anything to me. If you cross the line, if you break the boundaries we have set up, whatever you do, you're done, okay? So if you want to help me help you, you need to explain this to me. How am I supposed to help you with this project? Are you getting nervous now? I guess it's because you're not used to me being this close to you, right? Honestly, that's kind of cute. What, are you like having a crush on me or something? Is that what's happening? All flustered and incapable of doing anything. God, you're so pathetic. You think you'd ever even have a chance with me? Never. Never. Whatever. Let's just get to work, okay? So the first thing, we need to get some information on the internet, right? You can do that. That's kind of your whole thing, right? You just surf the internet on your computer, on your phone. You're always on, what's it called? Discord? All day because you don't have a life, right? Whatever, just do it, okay? It can't be that hard anyway. What are you waiting for? Just do it. What's going on with you? You're nervous. I know that. I see. You just really, really don't like when I get this close, right? Or maybe if you're so flustered, maybe you do. Wait, are you blushing right now? Oh my God. I thought it was a joke. I thought you were joking. I didn't know that you were actually that into me. Well, well, well. It looks like somebody has a crush for real. What are we gonna do about that, huh? I guess we can't just finish this project with all this tension going on. Oh. So you don't have a crush on me, right? There's nothing at all going on in that head of yours. Well, if that's the case, why are you blushing so hard, huh? I feel like what you're saying isn't quite adding up. Doesn't match the look I see on your face. I think that maybe I discovered a little secret of yours. Is that why you don't speak up to me? I just get to push you around and walk all over you. And you're too scared to say anything. When I make fun of you, when I insult you. Is it because you like me? Now what are we gonna do with that information? You know, there's honestly a pretty good reason why I pick on people like you. You're a pretty easy target, you know? You're fun to play around with. And you're just so soft. So entertaining to me. You know, maybe we can take a little break. Just a tiny little break from this project. We can settle our differences. What do you say? We can just see what happens when I pull you a little closer. like this? I bet you didn't expect that, did you? No. When exactly are your parents coming home? Do you know? Your dad's not home for a few more hours, right? So that means we have plenty of time to finish this project. So maybe, just maybe, we could prove to the teacher that we can work together. Even if we don't finish a project, we could send them a picture of us working on something else. Or even doing something else entirely. What do you think? God, I love it when you look so pathetic like this. It might seem strange to you, but it gives me such a rush when my little victim starts blushing and acting all cute. It really just gets me excited. It flips a switch in me. It makes me want to eat you up. What if I were to lift up my shirt like that? And I can put your hand on my chest. How do you feel about that? You are so cute. I bet you would like that, right? You'd like to do stuff like that. All to me. Such a privilege, huh? Do you? Do you want to do that? Or do you want me to do stuff to you? Well, what would you think if I did this, huh? Look at the cute little face you have on. You don't know a single thing that's going on. I guess you don't know if you should be scared or excited. If you should enjoy anything or be intimidated. It's okay to be scared. I want you to be afraid of me. But can't you feel it? Can you feel the tension that we're having right now? Everything's just so unpredictable. You might feel like you could go crazy, right? Well, maybe. If I pin you down like this, I'll get you even more confused, right? You're even more confused about what to feel and what's okay to feel. Well, how about I make this very clear to you? I can let you know what you're supposed to feel in a moment like that. We're gonna have a lot of fun, okay? You and I wanna show you so many things. And look at your cute little face, not knowing a single thing that's going on. I promise, it's all gonna be okay. Just remember, I want you to be very afraid of me. You will be very afraid.